This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the two-part series titled, He Must Increase.
And in my heart, medicine was totally the money. I was serving mammon. I didn't care nothing about medicine, didn't care nothing about healing anybody. But it was a means to an end. I had it all planned out. I was going to go to, it's 12 years of school after college. You know, it's going to be 12 more years of school after to be a microvascular surgeon, to go through all the training, the residency, but I was going to do it. Because by the time I reached close to 40, which I'm getting headed up that way now in a hurry, I was going to be set. I was going to do 3 or 4 surgeries a year, charge hundreds of thousands of dollars, be a specialist in the field because I believed I could do it. And people who were wealthy, where all their money, they couldn't hook it up to the hearse and take it to the funeral parlor with them, they were going to give it to me to save them. Give me hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars because I had the reputation of being one of the best surgeons on the planet. I knew I had the ability to be whatever I wanted to be. But God called me into the ministry, and I had to lay that aside. And I don't look back saying, ooh, I wish I had. Never once have I looked back saying, oh, by now I would have been. But yes, I did have a plan that is not the plan that lined up with God, and I had to lay it down. I planned on having certain friends for a lifetime, but when I got born again, they didn't want to get born again. The things that we were doing, I wasn't into that anymore. We can't do that anymore. I had to let them go, but I planned on them being my friend for the rest of my life. You ever have any friends that's holding you back? You know they're holding you back, and you won't let Jesus increase by letting them go? The flesh. Giving in to the flesh. Well, this they make me feel good, so Jesus doesn't. Serving God is not good to you. Serving man or anything that you put above Jesus is your new idol, and God is a jealous God. He will have no idols or other gods before him. And that's why some people won't be in heaven who think they're going. I went to church, so... Going to church has nothing to do directly with going to heaven. Because like I said, on the front of the building, it don't say heaven. It says church. And this one doesn't even have that. But it doesn't say heaven. You can go to anybody's congregation you want to all your life, every Sunday, Wednesday. Whenever that door is open, you can be there and still get to hell on the fast lane. Because going to church alone is not what helps you. Now, if you go to church where they're teaching the word and you hear what's being said and you apply it and live it, that will help you. And if you stop anywhere short of that, it won't help you. If you go, it won't help you. If you don't hear, it won't help you. If you don't apply what you do hear, it won't help you. All of it is what will help you. And a lot of people are going so far. They're just getting right up to the door and they're like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And they're confident and the devil's got them thinking, you all right, baby. You doing okay. Think about all the friends you know that are sinners and you're doing so much better than them. No, God's looking at all the saints comparing you to them. He ain't comparing you to sinners because he said, I ain't even comparing my people to them people. I'm comparing my people to each other. Now, I got these over here doing the right thing. I got these over here and I got that one right there. They really ain't. They're not in a position to hear. I don't even know if they prayed to me. Don't know if they've gone to church. I don't know. You know what? I don't think that's my child. Whose child is that? You get out of my flock. And they'll be at the door standing there. When we going to heaven, Daddy? When we going to heaven? God be looking like, we not going. That meaning the two of us ain't going. And I'm going because I'm God. But see, a lot of people be shocked. And I say that and we laugh. But I mean, I'm not the one who wrote them. Many who thought they would be there won't be there. Many who thought they would enter the gate. Many who thought they would be in the bridal party won't be in the bridal party. Because when he comes back, there were some that weren't found ready, even though they were bridesmaids. You remember the illustration? They were bridesmaids. This whole relationship with Jesus is the groom and his bride. And there were bridesmaids, but some of them's candle went out. And they ran to get wax and to get candles, and he came while they were out. And they were not invited because the door was shut. Now, don't play Jesus for a fool. He was trying to tell you something there. You may be in the bridal party, but you may not make it to the wedding. And the wedding is eternity in heaven. And when I say born again, I'm not saying born again, people aren't going to go. I'm saying you got to be born again at the moment he comes. You got to be in the wedding party when he comes. You got to be ready when he comes, not at one time. Because, see, all these girls had their candles. All of them at one time had enough candles, had spare ones, was standing there with the vigil. But some of them rushed and they did not plan for the long haul. I'm going to get saved and die real quick and go to heaven. No, I'm going to save it. I'm going to get saved and live. But as long as I'm living, I got the chance of backsliding. If I don't keep myself strong, if I don't feed the word, if I don't go to a good church, if I don't keep letting Jesus increase in me, I might run out of oil and have to run out and get more oil for my candles. And then at that time, I'm talking about backsliding. At that time of my life, of my Christianity, because I let myself get weak, I'm now in a position where my candle is out. And I better get some oil before the bridegroom comes.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
No, I'm saving. I'm get saved and live. But as long as I'm living, I got the chance of backsliding. If I don't keep myself strong, if I don't feed the word, if I don't go to a good church, if I don't keep letting Jesus increase in me, I might run out of oil and have to run out and get more oil for my candles. And then at that time, I'm talking about backsliding. At that time of my life, of my Christianity, because I let myself get weak, I'm now in a position where my candle is out. And I better get some oil before the bridegroom comes. Because he'll come like that in the twinkling of an eye. He won't be letting you know, okay, I'll be here tomorrow. John the Baptist was the only one that was heralding his coming. Now the only sign you're going to have, because he said everybody's asking for a sign. Everybody's looking for a sign. He says no man knows the day and the hour. He said you can know the generation, the general time, but no man knows the day and the hour. The key is be ready. Have your oil full. Don't play games with your spiritual development. Well, you know, I used to be real strong in the Lord, but Pastor, I'm not like I used to be. You better hope he don't come that day. The day you're not like you used to be. But see, John is talking about the word when he says, you better love not the world, neither the things in the world. Love not the world. Now, in John's writings, as you begin to study him, John had a view of the world as this is a pagan society full of people serving false gods. Because remember when he lived, this Christianity thing was new. Jesus had just been around for 3 years or so. He had just died. Here they are out preaching the gospel. It's still new. They're still trying to spread this message in the midst of all these pagan religions. All these pagan, Roman people were running over Jerusalem, and the Romans were polytheistic. They had many gods, a god for everything, god for the sun, god for the moon, god for day, god for night. All the Babylonians had all these crazy gods when the Jewish people were Catholics there. Everybody around them were polytheistic, many gods. But then Jesus comes and he talks of the one God, and the Jewish people believed in the one God, Father Jehovah. Our God is one. And they already stuck out like a sore thumb. Then they go and follow Christ, stick out even more. This is the setting he's in. And he's like, look at all these pagans. They're cutting themselves. Not bulls and goats. They're cutting themselves. Bloodletting, human sacrifices, killing their children. To him, this is the society he lived in. And he says, look, you better not have any love for the world, neither the things of it. And today that would come into all the materialism. It's nothing wrong with having a nice car, a nice house. But like I said, don't be owned by that. Paul says, I have just as much joy, whether I abound or whether I'm abased. I've learned to be content with all. If you have to have those, some people have to have things to be happy. Those are not things God said they have to have. They're things the me increasing and God decreasing. Those are the dictates of the flesh. I have to have this to be happy. I have to have that to be happy. And I'm going to pressure everybody around me to get it, or I ain't going to let them be happy either. Because I have to have it to be happy. Me, mine. I thought you were dead to Christ and dead to yourself and you're alive unto God. Is it something God has to have for you to be happy? No, but I have to have it. I thought you were dead. You resurrected you, didn't you? I was dead and buried with Christ, but I'm back. I'm back. I'm resurrected. The flesh man is back. And it's going to be my way. That's what happens when you can't be happy with where you are. I'm not saying be satisfied in the sense of like, I don't want more. But when you can't be happy with where you are, when you do have the word, you do have something to eat, and you have shelter over your head, you have the basic necessities of life, but you can't be happy unless you have more. Whatever that more is, that is your God. Because the only thing you should understand is I can't be happy without God. But that's your God. That's why you can't be happy, because that's your God. No, that's not my God. I love Jesus when it's convenient. Your God is that thing you can't live without. I can live without Bible study. I can live without going to church. I can live without all that. That's because that ain't important to you. But I can't be happy without this, that new car. I saw this house. Ooh, I got to have that house. And you're going to do everything. I'm going to get me a second job to get that house. I'm going to keep me a second job to pay for that house. I don't have that much time to go to church anymore because I got my second job paying for the house. Who is your God? And God's got nothing against you having a nice house. But when that house is set up as an idol before God, God is against it. And I don't want to be owned by anything to that degree that I did. I mean, I could be happy without my wife, and I love her with all my heart. And I hope she'll say the same thing, too. I will still live. I will still make it. It'd be different. It'd be hard, but I'd make it because all I need is God. And she'll say the same thing. All you need is God, because if you are, what did Christ need? What did he have? Did he have mother, father, brother, sister? He was all he was close. He was family oriented. But many times he said, look, didn't you know I was about my father's business? He let him know where the priority was. I love you after God. Any scale of priority you look at is always God first, then your spouse, then your family, and then these other things. Even in the priority that God gives me, God is first to me. My wife is second to me. My kids are third to me. The church is fourth to me. And then other things come down. That's why if you understand that, you always put a line between family and the church. Because a lot of pastors put the church above their wife. They put the church above their family. That's why they lose their family. But God's the one who goes and tells you that if a man can't keep his house in order, he's not worthy of being over the house of God. So I'll tell you right there what priority you ought to be in. I can't have the church without my wife, but I can have my wife without the church. So I'll tell you the priority they're in. Wisdom from the word.
Today's message has been part one of the two-part series titled, He Must Increase.
So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther.